seated, and Merry Christmas. It's good to see all of you this evening. We keep it simple around here. We're going to worship the Lord, and we're going to hear the Christmas story. And then we're going to finish with Silent Night at the end with the candles that you found in your seats. But I want to challenge you with something before we continue worshiping the Lord this evening. First of all, just thank you again for being here and worshiping the Lord with us. This is always one of the funnest services that we have all year. But in a few minutes, I'm going to read the Christmas story. And I want to encourage you to do two things this Christmas that will help you experience Christmas and experience your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, maybe like never before. I want you to notice what the shepherds did. And I want you to notice what the wise men did. You see, it wasn't enough for the shepherds to just know the story, just to hear the story. They had to follow God to experience the Christ. And so they didn't just say, "We have faith." They got up and they followed the Lord. In fact, that's how you know your faith is real. When you follow God whenever and wherever he leads you. Secondly, the wise men bowed down, as you'll hear when I read the story, they bowed down to the lordship of Christ and took the best of what they had and gave those gifts to King Jesus that Christmas morning. And so this Christmas, I encourage you to open your heart up, just like the wise men opened their treasure chest up, and give your heart to the Lord. Give your best to the Lord. And only he can show you what that looks like. That's a personal thing between you and him. But open your heart up and say, "Lord, what do you want from me this Christmas?" And I promise you, if you do those two things, it'll be a Christmas that you will never forget. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you today, and what a great joy to be here and celebrate the greatest gift ever given, Jesus Christ. And to celebrate and honor the biggest sacrifice ever made, you giving your one and only Son to die on the cross for us so that all of us can be forgiven of our sins, past, present, and future, when we believe in your Son and in your Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's in his name that we pray these things this evening. Amen.
Y'all will stand with us. I've got Grace and Shannon with me today. They sing on Wednesday nights for our youth, and I asked them to be part of this Christmas Eve service with me, so they've got a song that they've practiced that they want to lead for you guys today. Thank you.
Oh. brightly shining, it is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born, oh, night divine.
Christmas hymns that we can sing. So many sing them just because it's the Christmas season, but we pay attention to the message, and we thank you that we have something to celebrate, that you stooped, you came to earth to be born like one of us, to suffer the things we suffer, to live like us, but perfectly, and to one day pay the ultimate price that should have been ours. So we thank you that this time with family, this time of giving, God, I pray that through all of it that we make you the center and that we would do all to glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you guys for leading us. Shannon and Grace, The way y'all did that song, I think I paid more attention to the words, to what that song was saying, than ever before. Thank you so much for leading us in that song. And I want to thank you for worshiping the Lord tonight, because there are few things that bless me more than sitting up here on the front row listening to you worship our Lord and Savior. Golly, I have to check my emotions, because I'll get tears in my eyes and then I can't read to you, right? But I mean, that blesses me. I mean, I feel like I'm in heaven when I'm up here listening to you guys just worship the Lord. What a great blessing. All right, are you ready for the Christmas story? I'm going to start in John, one of Jesus' disciples writes this as he anticipates the birth of Jesus Christ, and he uses three phrases to describe Christ Jesus. The first one is the Word, the second one is the Light, and the third one is the unique one who is himself God. Okay? All right, in the beginning, the Word already existed. Speaking of Jesus Christ, the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. John testified about him when he shouted to the crowds, "This is the one I was talking about when I said, someone is coming after me, who is far greater than I am, for he existed long before me. And from his abundance, we have all received one gracious blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, but God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the unique one, who is himself God, is near to the Father's heart. He has revealed God to us." Now I'm going to read to you from Luke, John, and Matthew. In those days, God sent the angel Gabriel to a young woman named Mary, who was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to Mary and said, "Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think of what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and his kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I am a virgin." And the angel replied, "Nothing is impossible with God." Mary responded, "I am the Lord's," this is great, listen to this. "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." Amen. What an amazing woman, amen. And then the angel left her. Before Mary and Joseph were married, Mary became pregnant just as the angel Gabriel had promised. Joseph was upset and confused by the news of Mary's pregnancy. That night, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her is from the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel had commanded him, and he took Mary as his wife. Sometime later, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. Because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, King David's hometown, to complete the census. Traveling from his home in Nazareth, Joseph took Mary with him to Bethlehem. While they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to a son and named him Jesus. She wrapped him in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. Meanwhile, that very night, now this is where you pick up on what the shepherds did and pick up on what the wise men did. Meanwhile, that very night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified. "Don't be afraid," the angel said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior has been born today in Bethlehem. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth lying in a manger." And suddenly the angel was joined by the armies of heaven praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go. Let's go to Bethlehem and see the Savior for which the Lord has told us about." And they hurried to the village, and they found Mary and Joseph with the baby lying in a manger. And the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God, because everything they had heard and seen was just as the angel had told them. Sometime later, wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star as it arose, and we have come to worship him." The star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem and stopped over the place where the child was. Filled with joy, they entered the house and saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and they worshiped him. Then they opened their treasure chest and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now maybe you're here today and you would like to believe the good news about Jesus Christ that I just read to you. Or maybe you would like to believe in him as your personal Savior that saves you from your sins and gives you the right to become a child of God and gives you eternal life. And maybe this Christmas you would like to receive Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life, the leader of your life. Maybe you would like to surrender your entire life to him, turn over the rule of your life to him, and let him be the Lord of your life, and begin to follow him like these shepherds did and like these wise men did. If so, I'm going to lead you in a prayer, and these are not magic words. The only thing that matters is that you mean it in your heart. Would you join me in prayer? Lord Jesus, I believe that you are God's Savior and God's Son. I believe you are God's Word and that you are Emmanuel, God with us. And this Christmas, I want to ask you to be my personal Lord and Savior. Forgive me for all my sins, past, present, and future, and give me the right to be a child of God and give me eternal life. I realize nothing is impossible for God. And so I'm praying, just like Mary did, that I would become the Lord's bondservant. I voluntarily give up all ownership rights of my life and turn them over to you. And may everything that you have planned for me come true. Thank you for saving me today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, if the folks that are lighting candles will come and start lighting candles for us. And then, Matt, if you'll begin to lead us in silent night, please, sir.
So
It's a huge blessing to me. I'm not joking. I'm not messing around. It's a huge blessing. And thank you for coming and spending Christmas Eve and worshiping our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with me tonight. I love it, and I love you. And I want to wish every one of you a Merry Christmas. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, and we thank you for this precious time that we've had together. What a great blessing. This makes my Christmas every Christmas, this service right here, hearing the Christmas story and just singing your praises. And we pray that tonight and tomorrow, Lord, that you are glorified in all of our lives. And we thank you for the greatest Christmas gift and the greatest sacrifice ever, your only Son and your only Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen. Thank y'all. Y'all are dismissed.